single sentence Baba has given so beautifully. Because, take the case of the biblical quotation, this one from the New Testament, when Christ said, if a person slaps on one of your cheeks, put your other into him. Why should we? He has already slapped one of our cheeks, and we should put the other into him. The result would be that we have already suffered, and we suffer more. This is not the, now, it looks as if it is very saintly saying. It is. As compared to those who advocate violence, this may apparently seem to be better, that we don't commit violence. Dukh nahi dete, we don't give suffering to others. It's not that tooth for tooth or eye, or brick for brick. This is not being preached. So as compared to that, it's good. It seems to be good. But Baba goes deeper. You are making that man to cause suffering to you, and he is committing a sin. And you are cooperating, you are abetting. And you know, if a person commits murder, not only he is punished for that crime, but the abettor also. One who formed that plan and helped him, or gave him the advice, or the weapon, in any way, oral or in whatsoever means, he gave some help to the main culprit, that person is also given punishment. So, he hits, and then we ask him to hit again. Alright, do it here. It's wrong. So Baba says, na dukh do, na dukh lo. And he tells us how to do. But, and not only that, not even mentally suffer. You should not even feel that this has been done. So, this is one of the ways Baba tells us that some of the motives which we use, I want to monopolize. I want that I only should do this kind of service, that kind of service, and the other kind of service. What it means? You just think. Alright, we have the ability to do all kind of service. But what about other sisters and brothers? What will they do? And you are trying to create problem for them. Because service is one of our subjects. And each and everyone wants to contribute something. Each and everyone has some talent. And Baba says, apparently it looks that you are not causing suffering to others. But you are causing naturally mental suffering to others by not giving the others a chance to use their abilities for the welfare of mankind, for godly service. This in itself is a violence. Violence is not only slapping one cheek or the other cheek or both the cheeks, but this also is a kind of violence by means of thought. Because you are not allowing others to grow. Because service is a subject which gives us growth, moral growth, and spiritual growth. And if we are hampering, putting obstacles in a person's way by trying to monopolize or by trying to be ambitious, over-ambitious, very greedy, that you want to make a good fortune at the cost of others. Karl Marx said of economic exploitation, what is this? This is another kind of exploitation. So, something wrong. So, Baba says, na dukh do, na dukh lo. Neither cause suffering to anyone else, nor cause suffering to yourself. Now I will read from Baba's Avyakt Vanis, first in Hindi, and I would prefer if someone could translate it into English, because I don't have this kind of practice. Sisters and brothers who generally do translation work here, they would perhaps be able to do it better, because they know the proper terms. If someone can help me, I would appreciate. Please, Avyakt Vanis, those versions in which he emphasizes upon the importance of transforming ourselves and transforming our motives. And then I will just read out those versions. I will keep in mind in the foremost this mastery motive. And because if I just read out all the points for all the motives, it will take a very long time. But just one motive, mastery motive. How he changes our this motive, sublimates it, and what kind of methods he uses for sublimation. But in the beginning, I will first read those points which he asks us for our inner transformation. Now, one of these is, Tumhara parivartan srishti ko parivartan mein laega.
Your own transformation will bring, make the world to change.
Now, he gives so much importance to our transformation. He says, not only you should be concerned with your own transformation, it's not only of importance to you, but to the whole world. He links it with the whole world. So he motivates us, the tender feelings in us. Oh, for me the transformation of the world is halted. It shouldn't happen. So that we feel some kind of a consideration for others. This is one of the human nature. Sometimes you don't like a thing for yourself. But in order to help others, when you have consideration for others, then you feel motivated to do it. So not only is your transformation essential to you, because whatever habits, whatever motives you have, they have caused suffering, evidently, because each one of us is suffering. But his emphasis is on the word srishti ko parivartan mein lane mein, that the whole world will change if you change. Sympathy, the element of sympathy in our mind. And by doing this, he wants to motivate. You know, when we listen to Baba's biography, we find that when he had a vision of the coming destruction, and when he saw that all the, most of the living beings, animals, birds, human beings, they were getting destroyed, they were being killed, there were natural calamities, destruction, civil wars, so on. Then it's not that he was himself suffering from it, but because of human sympathy, even the birds have sympathy for their own species. And human beings have much more. And when he saw this, he said, bas karo, bas karo. Baba, don't show this to me anymore. Well, why he could not bear this agony? Because of sympathy. So sometimes he tells us, can't you listen to the, what you say, the cries of people? क्या आप नहीं सुन सकते कि लोग अशांति और दुख में तड़प रहे हैं? Like they wake up the whole night, and in India they worship shaktis. In India, those people who worship shaktis, sometimes they do what is called Devi Jagran. They wake up the whole night and pray to the goddesses for peace, for happiness. And Baba says the world is crying for peace. And now that I have given you that blessing, that gift, can't your ears hear their subtle voices that the world is suffering? And can you sleep? Don't you feel that you are called upon to do this duty? We read the story of Nightingale, how during the wartime, as a nurse, she attended to one patient after another, losing her sleep for so many nights. Similarly, we listen to the stories, to the tales of sacrifice of people in the times when there is grave need for their service, when the mankind is suffering. There is earthquake somewhere, and there was starvation in some parts of Africa, and the appeal was made worldwide to help with wealth, with medicines, with clothes, and people all over the world contributed out of sympathy. So he says, just to stir that element of sympathy, compassion, feeling for others, having sympathy for others, he says, the change, the transformation of the world is waiting for your change. And it is a fact. It is not that he is exaggerating it. If I and my family don't change, people have no model, no sample. They think the whole world is rotten, so what about us? We are alone. But if someone changes, they feel, look, this person was peaceless. But now by practicing meditation, by going to this institution, there is happiness on his face. He is becoming more loveful and his life has transformed. So they see a hope that there is an institution, there is a way, there is a technique, a method somewhere being told, where they could also go and get peace, which they very much want. So isn't it that the transformation of others is dependent on us? And if we don't change, they also see no hope in changing. They don't find the way. So therefore, Baba used this, he tries to give the emphasis on this, that we must change. Then he says, srishti ka parivartan, shresht atmao ke parivartan ke liye ruka hua hai, as I said. Just in so appealing words he says, don't you see, if for one car which is wrongly parked in a street, the whole traffic is held up, how would you feel? For a single stone, the train cannot move, it is lying between the two rails. What will you feel? We are the blocks. Not only we are getting transformed ourselves, but we are holding the transformation of others. So, he just asks us to hurry up. Then, parivartan to lana hi hai. Kya ye sadharan jeevan achha lagta hai?
First, Baba said that world transformation is waiting for our self transformation. And then we must bring transformation. Do you like this?
Sometimes it so happens that by putting a question to somebody, you can make his thoughts move. Now he addresses us with this question. Are you satisfied with your present life? I think you go to any person in this world and ask him if he is satisfied with his present life. I don't think that you will find a single human being who says that he has satisfaction with his own self, with the way of life he is leading. We ourselves are not satisfied. So, just taking advantage of this fact, so to say, he asks us, if we are not satisfied, we have been using our motives to get this aim fulfilled, that purpose achieved, but we have not been able to do this. So, when we see the result of our efforts, which, as I said, are because of certain motives, why not then change ourselves? He asks. And the answer would naturally be, yes, we want to change. And then he says, parivartan to lana hi hai. And this is what I have said. He says, some people say, achha sochenge, ye kaarya karenge, ye aalasya ki nishani hai. Some people say, No. But others which are following their motives.
Some people say that we will change. Baba says this is the sign of carelessness or laziness.
So, by using these, he now wants to motivate us for change. Now I will take up this mastery motive and explain how he wants to transform this, if it stands in our way, and how he sublimates it. Or how he replaces it by some nobler one. Or he uses other methods which I mentioned already. One of his versions is, Kehte ho hum trustee hain.
You say that we are trustees.
Tan, man aur dhan tera hai.
Mind, body and wealth is yours. Body, mind and wealth is yours.
Phir main pan mein mohvash hokar chalte ho, to ye jhoot bolna hua.
Then again, if you are influenced by minus, quality of minus, then you are speaking lies.
Now, no one wants to speak lies. And if someone else speaks lies, we don't like that person. We say, well, you speak lies to us. From today, you are no longer our friend. We feel very much about it if someone tries lies to us. And if we are caught telling lies also, and Baba says what you say, and what you practically do? Is it not telling lies? So knowing that we don't want to tell lies or we don't want others to tell lies, he says, then what is this? He, on the one hand, you say that this mind, body and everything is yours and the others you don't use it as if it belongs to me, then what you are doing? Then he also says, Baap dwara jo divya buddhi va ishvari vivek mila hai, उसको माया के वश या परमत वश या कुसंग वश या परिस्थिति वश दबाते हो तो ईश्वरी विवेक का खून हुआ.
Baba says that you have received divine conscience and from Baba, and then if you press it or suppress it by getting under the influence of situations or bad company, or maya, then it is as if murdering the divine conscience.
So, now, we don't like a murderer. To commit murder is something very bad. It's one of the heinous crimes. And now Baba tells us what we are doing in a subtle way. And he says, I have given you divine discrimination, divine intellect, that divine judgment. And what you are doing is you are slaughtering it, you are murdering it. So what I am telling is that this is one of the ways. He creates aversion in our mind for the ways which we are adopting, for the method, for the lifestyle which we have. Based, as I said, is on our motives, that we must change it. Then in another he says, Shudrapan ke sanskar, swabhav, bol, va bhavna, brahman banne ke baad kaare mein lagate ho, to goya shudron ki vastu chori karte ho.
Baba says that if you apply in your life sanskars of shudras and qualities of shudras, then and you are brahmin, then as if you are stealing. This is the quality of stealing, because you are stealing sanskars of shudra.
And not only are you stealing or pilfering, but you are stealing shudra's things. Those who are already poor and who are low grade or low caste, you are stealing their things. So he tries to create aversion in our mind to give up this lifestyle, to give up this habit, to give up these expression or motives what we have, and to transform, to change. Now, the versions which are, now for this mastery motive, these are the points from Murli's. In one, he says, संस्कार के वशीभूत होना छोड़ विश्व विजयी बनना है माया का शिकार बन संघारी बनना है. The first part of it is, संस्कार के वशीभूत होना छोड़ विश्व विजयी बनना है.
Baba says that leave the habit of getting influenced by your own old sanskars and become victorious.
And the second part is, Maya ka shikar ban.
Don't become.
Maya ka shikar na ban, sanghari banna hai.
Instead of becoming the victim of Maya, become the one who is destroyer of Maya.
Now, this is how he wants us to change our mastery motive. Instead of trying to have mastery over others, trying to be a dominant one in our various roles, he asks us to apply this, use this motive in this way, to achieve this purpose, this goal. Now, what generally happens is that we don't want to be subordinate, to be yielding to others, to play the second fiddle, or to play a junior role. We always want to be at the helm of the affairs, to hold the reins in our hand. That is generally the tendency. Now, this is a small thing which we want to attain in our day-to-day life, frittering away our energies, gaining nothing, and creating rifts, disunity, and dissension, and also spoiling relations among ourselves. Now, instead of doing this, he wants us to use mastery motive in this way. He says, you say that you want to be master of this, master of that, but what about you? In actual day life, you are yielding to your own sanskaras. You are the slave of your own sanskaras. If you hate slavery, if you want to be master, you want freedom. Freedom is the, I think, the main important slogan of the West. Freedom, freedom and freedom. Of the French Revolution, American Revolution, this revolution and all revolutions. Freedom. This permissiveness, this free trade, this capitalism, all other things, in economics, in political thought, you see, in all fields, their basic trend is freedom. Free elections, so on and so forth. Freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of the expression of views. All this, freedom. Freedom to the extent of licentiousness and what you can say, to its extreme, so that no control over ourselves. After all, sometimes we have to apply the brakes also. If the car has perfect freedom, then it may bump into the other ones. It has somewhere to be stopped. There should be some controlling power also. But freedom, freedom and freedom, this has led to the present state. And Baba says, alright, if you are not in favor of being subordinate to someone, yielding to someone, then what you are doing? You are slave to Maya, to your old sanskaras, your old motives. Get out of it. Throw their yoke away and become free. And rule over them. Be master over them if you really want mastery. This is how he inspires us, or you can say transforms. And then he says, you are trying to hit others with bullets, trying to make others your target, or what you say, hunt them as a hunter does. They are your, you are shooting at them. Shikar ko kya kehna chahiye? They are your, you, on the other hand, you are prey to Maya. What a humiliation that we are prey to somebody. So he just tries to uplift and elevate us by stirring this kind of an element in us. Because we don't want to pray to somebody's, we don't want a person should use our shoulders for, let me not desire so that I get it. But the desire is there, isn't it? Yes? I renounce because my desire will be fulfilled by renouncing, isn't it? So how do I eliminate the desire? I cannot lift the chair in which I am sitting. I want to renounce so that my desire may be fulfilled. This is another form of desire. My desire will be better filled by this way. So therefore I am changing one desire for another. I am not eliminating desire totally. No? Yes? Pardon? Yes. No, my question is that by renouncing, by tyag.
Yes.
The Hindi version was tyag se bhagya banta.
See, now what he said, should I explain?
Portuguese language. Tyag se bhagya banta. So I had put the question, how we get by giving up? It seems to be contradictory. Because giving up is giving up. How is it getting up? So this example was given. Another example, someone was going to, sister, you were going to give another example?
You say that strong desire is like a cloud on the intellect. The intellect cannot develop discrimination, power. So, I cannot achieve what I want, I strongly want something. It's a very great desire of all which we also need to do something.
So, by renouncing the desire, isn't it? I allow the interest to find another way. I develop discrimination power. Now, if my desire is there after thinking, after judgment, suppose I desire something after applying my mind, yes, I do desire, because I do need it. So, there can be two things. One is that the desire comes first, and the judgment whether it is a good desire or a bad desire, it should be fulfilled or it shouldn't be, that kind of thinking or judgment comes only later. Then you can give the example of cloud. That desire may be so strong that it may not allow my judgment to prevail. Then, of course, what you said would be correct. But suppose I desire something after applying my mind. Yes, this is something good. I must make effort for it. So how is it that cloud is clouding, shadowing my intellect? So it would not be a general case. In certain cases it may be. But my question was how by giving up we get, because this is very important. And the materialistic minded world nowadays can't understand it. If we want to explain this knowledge to others, that by giving up you get, you have to explain them so that it goes into their mind. Yes? He is giving an example from physics. Scientist coming to the help of a religionist. Very good. Science and spirituality cooperating. So he says that by giving up you create vacuum. And the nature of a vacuum is that when you create a vacuum, it attracts something to itself, because vacuum does not remain as a vacuum. It wants to be filled up again. So this is how by giving up, it will come back again. Yes? Pardon? He says giving up is just not giving up, but it is investing. Then why don't you call it investing? Why you call it giving up? Giving up shows some kind of sacrifice. Investment shows business mentality, isn't it? So it's quite a lot of difference. How you are equating the two? You see, of course it's investment in some cases and in certain respects. But if you just say that giving up is investment, then instead of trying to be a holy person, we are trying to be a good businessman, no? So you mean from desire we are going to bigger desire. She was asking us to give up desire, and you are asking us to give up desire for the limited and to have desire for the unlimited. What would you say? No, what you say is correct. I was just trying to have something more from you. So, if the law does not work, the love will work. Yes. So, how we are giving it up? I couldn't follow what you said. Would you repeat?
All limits of desire.
Yes.
Having everything centered towards one understanding of God as the treasure store of everything. Then by surrendering all the limited things and having just that one desire, that one aim, to become like God and maintain it. Isn't it the ultimate thing?
Yeah, I think what happens is that when we give up, we don't simply give up. This is an incomplete statement which we make. Give up. What do you mean by give up? Give up for whom? Give up with what object? With what purpose? Why give up? If we explain this thing, then the answer will be clear. One is that we give up because we don't want selfishness. We want to give it up for others who need it. Suppose I give up my rest because I want to do service to others, so that others may have peace, for example. Others may have knowledge. So, simply saying that give up is not enough. When we say give up, it means giving up for the greater good of mankind, for the public welfare, for a nobler and a higher aim, so that others may have it. This is one thing. It's not that I want it for me. I am prepared to forego it, to give it up, for the use of others, for the benefit of others. This is one thing. And the second is that the motive is transformed. I know that in the greater good of mankind is my goodness also, that I am a unit of society. If the society is not happy, I won't be happy. I can have my happiness only there is the realization that when the society is transformed, the society is happy, I will be happy. If any part of my body is suffering, the whole body suffers. Because it's a part of the body. So I am a part of this body politic, this social fabric. And if I just do not care for this whole, I as a small part of it also suffer. Because the whole suffers. It cannot be that the whole suffers and I do not suffer. So I think it this way, that when we give up, our motive gets transformed. Instead of being selfish, we just look to the greater good of mankind. And this good is repaid by good in manifold return. The vibrations, the environment, the good wishes of all, they rebound on me. I get their blessings. The thing comes back in enhanced form. This is one thing it happens. The second is that when through my efforts a large segment of society, if not the whole society, becomes of a better state, then I also gain benefit from it. There are many other points which I would have liked to say, but I think the time is over and I close here.